The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin on the base says the Mispal Adam Shel Shabbos Be'er of Shabbos Va'omi Kiddush Hayom Yibod Yom. The one can say Kiddush and Davin during the period even before Shabbos, presumably during the period of Tosefes Shabbos. Now, what's the nature of Tosefes Shabbos? The Gemara says the Tosefes says at the beginning of Avi Psochim, the Mishnah says that lo yochal ad shetechshach, that you're not allowed to eat matzah till it gets dark. So Tosefes, they ask, what's the chiddush? It's not Pesach before. So Tosefes says, quoting the Rimi Kuvel, I'll read the Tosefes, the gavi matzah davka be'inin ad shetechshach, ki desani b'tosefta, ha-pesach u-matzah u-mara iskeshu le-pesach. Avasuda Shabbos v'yom tov v'matzi ochlu mibod yom kira amar perek tefilas hashachar mispal adam shel Shabbos erev Shabbos v'omer kiddush hayom mibod yom. Tosefes says that this halacha that you can only eat matzah when it's nightfall after tzeis hakochavim is dafka by matzah, because there's a hekesh of matzah to korban pesach, and by korban pesach it says that has to be eaten Balayla, and therefore, since there's a hekesh to matzah, so both matzah and mara also have to be eaten dafka balayla. But were not for that pasuk, and not for that xeris akosov, you could have eaten matzah even erev Pesach in the period of Tosefes, just like the Gemara says in Brachos that you can make kiddush at that time. Tosefes quotes another opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah has to tell to me, because I might have thought that I can eat Korban Pesach after the Shechitas of Pesach Mibod Yom. So, as is the case by other Kachim, other Shlomim, and so the loch is not that way, that because the mitzvah achilas korban pesach is dafka balayla. So the Rav said, you see from here that there's a machlokes between these two days and Tosefes, between the Rimu Kuvel and Rabbi Yehuda quoted in the Tosefes. According to the Rimu Kuvel, Tosefes is considered, Tosefes Shabbos, is considered ma'atzmuso of the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos or Yontif. And therefore, even the mitzvahs are noyig during that period, and were it not for the special Xeris HaKosov and the Hekesh to Korban Pesach, matzah could have been eaten during the period of Tosefes. The only difference is that on Shabbos Kufa, for persons with Chalos Shabbos, it's an Issa Skila and Koris, and Yontif an Issa Lav, and during Tosefes, it's not an Issa Koris. But in terms of the Kedushas Hayom, it's part of the Kedushas Hayom itself. And in this, the Rav said, Rabbeinu Yehuda quoted in the Tosefes, Yehuda is Choylik, and he thinks, that's why he doesn't give the Rimu Kuvel's answer, he says Tosefes is not part of the Kedushas Hayom, and therefore, of course, you can't be Mekayim Matzah during that period, or other mitzvahs during that period. It's only halacha that during the period of Tosefes, persons with Kabbalah and Tosefes, Tosefes Shabbos, so Issa Malacha begins earlier. In this Shaila that I've quoted also, Tosefes and Ksubis on Daf Mem Zayin, Tosefes and Ksubis has discussion whether the mitzvah Simcha applies during the period of Tosefes Yontif. And Tosefes is of the opinion that during the period, that even though it relates to Malacha, Tosefes is also Midiraisa, however, as relates to the mitzvah simcha does not apply during that period. The Rav referenced related to that a tshuva in the Meshiv Dova, in which the Netziv says, was asked, a woman got a telegram after she lit candles, Erev Yontif, and it was a Kabbal Yontif, that a korov died. So the question was, is that considered like a shmul b'socha regel? And therefore the Avelus begins and the Shiva begins after Yontif? Or is it considered before the Yontif? And the Netziv, quoting this, Tosefes in Ksuba said, since this should depend on this issue in Rishonim, whether the mitzvah simcha applies during the period of Tosefes, because the thing that's mevatel avelus is the mitzvah simcha. So if the mitzvah simcha applies during Tosefes, so then it was considered a shmu b'tocha regal and the shivu begin afterwards. If as Tosefes says, simcha does not apply during the period of Tosefes, so then it was considered as the shmu came before the regal, and when the regal would come in at shkia and say sekachovim, it would be mevatel the avelus. Now the question is, what do you do with our Gemara? According to the Rimi Kuvel, who we understand why a person can make Kiddush Mibod Yom, because during the period of Tosefes, it's considered part of the Kedushas HaYom itself, an integral part of the Kedushas HaYom, even though, as I said, it's not Issa Kavos and Skila, but there's Kedushas HaYom, Gilgabi Mitzis as well, so you can make Kiddush at that time as well. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the question, however, is why is it that you can make Kiddush during this period, just like you couldn't have eaten, the mitzvahs don't apply, according to Tosefes Ksuba, Simcha doesn't apply, according to the Yehuda, it would be obvious that there's no mitzvahs matzah during the period of Tosefes, that's why you can only eat Atshe Techsach. So why does the mitzvah Kiddush HaYom apply? So Al Kochach, you have to say that there's a difference, that I've said, between Kiddush and mitzvahs matzah, that matzah depends on the complete Kedushas HaYom. The Loch of Tosefes, even though it's only Lagabi Issa Melocha, but Kiddush is a function of the Issa Melocha. There is another possibility to answer this question, and that which I once spoke to the Rav about, and that is that during the period of Kiddush, during the period of Tosefes, even though there's no, the Kedusha Yom of Mitzvahs is not applicable, but Tosefes is enough to be mitzarev the Kiddush to Shabbos, and the mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom does not depend on the Kedusha Yom of Shabbos. For Horayat, that the Rambam's opinion is, the Magen Mishnah says, many assume that the Rambam is of the opinion that there is no halach of Tosefes. So shaila where there's no mitzvah, or maybe even according to the Rambam, that's the way the Magen Mishnah assumes, that the Rambam's opinion is that there is no halach of Tosefes Shabbos. And certainly not midiraisa, there's no mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So therefore, how can you make Kiddush mibod yom? So you have to say that the halach of Kiddush is Zochas Yom HaShabbos, to remember the Shabbos and say Kiddush in anticipation of the Shabbos, but it doesn't have to be on Shabbos Gufa. And the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Shabbos, Berachos Tesalach Yeralf, is Yesh Lo Odom L'Kaddush Al HaKos Erev Shabbos Mibod Yom, Afa Pishlo Nichnasu HaShabbos, V'chein Mavdil Al HaKos Mibod Yom, Afa Pishlo Dayin Hib Shabbos, Shemitzvahs Schiva L'Omer Ben B'Shas Knisoso V'Tziyoso Ben Kodim L'Shozu Kim'at. So the Rambam's saying that the Halach of Kiddush is that even as long as it's a little bit before Shabbos, it really relates to the Shabbos, even though it's not on Shabbos itself. So Kiddush is different than the other mitzvahs Hayom, let's say Matz and other mitzvahs that apply on Yontif. Kiddush only has to be said to sanctify the Shabbos and declare it to be Yachid and to be Koveya the Shabbos, and that can be done even before Shabbos. For Havaya, the Rambam compares the Halacha. He says, just like you can make Kiddush before Shabbos, so you can make Havdalah before the Tzeis HaShabbos. If the halacha was that it's based on the halacha of Tosefes, because that's Gufo Shel Shabbos, so that has nothing to do there. There's no comparison to the halacha of Havdalah after Shabbos, that you can make it on Shabbos, because it's not Motzei Shabbos yet. So you see that Kiddush is different, that it doesn't require to be said on Shabbos.